for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Got a pretty amazing prize to give away. Later in the program, 9:25. We're going to make you stay tuned till 9:25. We have tickets to go see Adam Sandler at Capital One Arena.
Wow, very good.
You know what? I haven't been to a comedy show at Capital One in a few months. Mm-hmm. I saw Maniscalco there the last time, but I saw Sandler too before that. And I think I liked it. It's a weird show. It's a different show. Mm-hmm. He'll bring out some friends, which is cool. Like, I think I'll go back.
Yeah.
To see Sandler, pretty amazing prize. But he, you know, has his guitar. Mm-hmm. He had like a weird video board in the background. And, you know, he mixes up jokes, stories, music, brings the guys on. It's a different style show. It's an experience.
Very good. He's an entertaining guy. I'm sure it will be a great show at Cap One.
So we'll give away those tickets coming up at 9:25. So I mentioned earlier, it's 10 weeks until the NFL regular season kicks off. And as we're getting geared up for training camp, which is like 3 weeks away, mm-hmm. mid to late July for most teams, you're seeing a lot of these lists and projections of what's going to happen in the 2025 NFL season. CBS Sports had an article about the biggest red flags for NFL contenders. For example, for the Chiefs, they think they've got questions at the offensive line. If you look at the Bills, they worry about their pass rush. What do you think the biggest red flag is for the Washington Commanders? And if you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, because my instinct was wrong.
I'm going to say their big red flag is the running back room. I have not seen this list. I don't know exactly what they're spotlighting for the Commanders. But if it's something that's a little off board, I think the easy answer is pass rush and or offensive line, which are two big problems that the Commanders tried to remedy during the offseason. I'm going to go running back room, that they're not sold on it.
All right, I'm with you. I went with the obvious, which was pass rush, mm-hmm. because they lost Dante Fowler Jr.
Right.
He was the only guy who had double-digit sacks for them. He's gone. They really didn't replace him. They brought in Javon Kinlaw, but he's more of a big guy, run stuffer, who some people project to be an elephant end, whatever that is, in the system. Jason, what do you think the Commanders' red flag is? Not necessarily what is CBS Sports predicting, but what do you think is their biggest red flag? And if you chime in, again, 1-800-636-1067. What's the Commanders' biggest red flag?
Biggest
and
red flag.
And then I'll
flag.
Tell you what CBS Sports says.
I'm going to say it's, we talked about this last week. I'm going to say it's age.
That they're just an old roster.
Just an older team.
Yeah.
Jason, you're kind of all over it. Here's what CBS Sports says. The Commanders are one of the NFL's most popular contenders, thanks to Jaden Daniels' magical 2024 debut. And general manager Adam Peters understandably wasted no time upgrading Daniels' supporting cast by swinging trades for Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil this offseason. The only issue is both Samuel and Tunsil, who will play vital roles in aiding and protecting Daniels, have missed extensive time due to injury in the last few years. Veteran defensive addition Javon Kinlaw falls in the same boat. Conditioning could be key in D.C. So they're not saying age, but they're saying injuries.
And okay.
I brought this up last week, and then I couldn't find where I saw it. But some analysts said Washington was very fortunate in the injury department last year. They were fifth or sixth in least injured teams. So if there's regression, they could have guys who miss more time. And then if you accompany that with the age, maybe it is something to worry about. Cakes, when you weren't here, we talked about an article which pointed out they had by far the most players 29 or older.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they had 29.
Right.
The next highest team had 11 less.
That is a lot of guys that are approaching age 30. I know 30 is not a death sentence in the NFL. I know that for running backs for a lot of years, when they got close to that age, they started to deteriorate. But, I mean, you want to have some youth on your roster, too, that you're developing
in case
there are injuries to the older players, which is more common.
By the way, some of those older players, guys older than 29, did produce last year.
Right.
They did. You know, and what would you have wanted them to do? Let Bobby Wagner go? Let Zach Ertz go?
Yeah.
They're two of the older guys. Now, I did see some people quibble with it. Of course, anytime you mention anything potentially negative, the HTTC crowd is going to be out with pitchforks.
Right.
And one person commented, and I kind of agreed with them, like, okay, you're saying they got a bunch of old guys, average medium age is super high.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they got Josh Johnson on the roster.
Right.
Like, that's fourth quarterback.
Yeah, not worried
about
that. Like,
he's not going to be there.
Some of these guys that are there right now are shooting the average age up or the median age, and they're unlikely to be part of the future.
Right.
Let's see Ertz and Wagner, they will be part of the future.
Juan in Rockville is calling in. Let's see what he thinks is a red flag for the Commanders.
Devon,
what's up?
What's up?
Hey, Devon.
Good morning. It is easy to go pass rush, but Fred Smoot made a good observation about the D-line. Dante Fowler had 10.5 sacks, and nobody would even pick that. If you would have put that on a sports bet, you probably would be rich today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more about the scheme. So as much as we want to pass rush and want to pass rush, I really think that they could scheme and send exotic blitzes. It's more about stopping a run. So I would go with safety, given that we found out that Tom Martin was dealing with two separated shoulders and he still was playing. I know we traded for the guy from the Saints, Will Hurts, but we don't know. I just need to see what that does. I'm really confident about Lattimore being healthy.
Your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, and like, look, Jeremy Chinn departs. He played well. He got a nice deal from the Raiders. The Adam Peters didn't want to match or come close to that number, so he walked. So I could understand safety being an issue too, but I think people are just overlooking the fact that Brian Robinson is nothing special. Austin Eckler has had a hard time staying healthy. They addressed it by drafting a running back in the 7th round that they like. I'm not in love with the running back room.
I know you're not. I'm not
either.
I feel
like that could use some upgrades.
But the fact that Jaden put up the rushing numbers that he did, I think people kind of overlook that and say the rushing game will be fine because Daniels coupled with those other guys.
Right, he supplements it.
And they still finished, what, they finished top three or four in rushing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were up there. Because
well, that's
of,
what happens when
because
you have a, running, a quarterback that
that's
rushes
what
for nearly
so,
900 yards.
So people who are kind of grading the offseason, they overlook that because they know that Daniels is another running back that put up numbers.
You know, it's just a couple of observations from this list. Number one, I think all the worry warts like EB need to come to the realization that the national media considers the Commanders a contender.
Right.
Yep. They only list 10 teams.
They only list 10 teams. They're one of the 10 teams that CBS actually thinks can win the Super Bowl. That's one observation. And number two, that their biggest red flag is health, or at least in their eyes. I think for us who cover the team and watch the games and see this team inside and out would disagree, but as a red flag, health being your biggest concern, that seems very low on the totem pole.
Yeah, you're nitpicking because health's a concern.
You're very
for
nitpicking.
Every team.
Because you're saying if this team is healthy through 17 weeks of football, they're probably going to win the division and contend for the Super Bowl. At least that's what I'm reading into it.
Well,
what
they've got the Eagles in their division.
I know, but if their biggest weakness is health, that says a lot about the team.
Sure. I one other thing that jumped out at me is, you know, of the 10 teams, they have the Vikings in there.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Vikings red flag, they write quarterback uncertainty.
Yeah.
And it's just nice that Washington doesn't have that. Basically,
it's the greatest thing ever.
I don't know. We've been doing this radio show for 29 years, close to 30. Probably for definitely over 20, there's been quarterback uncertainty.
The only time there was anything close to quarterback continuity and certainty was when Kirk Cousins was here.
Correct.
And a lot of people hated Kirk Cousins and thought he was a lot of empty calorie yardage and stat padding. But that's kind of the high watermark for us in the last 30 years.
Well, after 1 year, over the course of a few years, yes. But after 1 year, when RG3 performed the way he did, everyone was convinced he was a superstar.
Sure.
Yeah, there were a couple moments like, you know, Brad Johnson had a minute here. Mm-hmm. We didn't hate Brad Johnson. I can't remember exactly how long he was here.
but again.
No, he was fine, but when RG3 put up those numbers his rookie year, everyone thought, you remember what they were saying.
Sure.
The rest of the league said, this
of course,
is the guy.
Right.
And now that's what they're saying about Jaden.
All right, let's go to Vic in Akakeek for a potential Commander's red flag. What's up, Vic? Good morning.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
So the biggest red flag right now is the defense. And it's not because we lack personnel acquisitions that can help the team. I trust Adam Peters and I trust Dan Quinn. They are signing and acquiring football players and people that will be a part of the way the Commanders organization is developing now. If that's the biggest question, then the next biggest question is Joe Witt. I've said this continuously. I'm not going to stop saying it until I see it differently. We are constantly out-leveraged on the perimeter. We're constantly not setting the edge, and people are able to bend the outside on us. We're constantly not in the right keys and the right gaps. We're athletic. We run to the football, and we do hit, and he did say we would do that last year when he came on. You guys clown me for years about it. Bobby Wagner plays with eyes more than them, but it's not at the best level it could be. And you see the Eagles, the Ravens, I would say even the Steelers, their linebackers to their safeties in the intermediate part of the passing game, they squeeze windows. That's why they get interceptions and turnovers, and they get in and they get pressure to the quarterback, even if they don't have a top pass rusher, because it takes longer for the quarterback to get rid of the ball because the windows are tighter. That's the red flag for me.
So you're putting it on with, you know, the Quinn is defensive guy. Like when I look at the defense, just my perception of it. Yes. Joe Witt's the defensive coordinator, but Quinn's a defensive guy. I kind of look at it in tandem, and I'll just put it on Witt.
You know what? That's a good point. That's an excellent point, and I would agree with that, because if you know these things are happening, you ran one of the greatest defenses I ever saw with the Legion of Boom, then, Dan, you should be correcting this. But
it may be personnel, like Dante Fowler Jr. You know, you think about the first carry that Saquon Barkley had in the NFC Championship game. I don't know that he was in the right spot there. And so is that because of coaching, or is that because the offensive line moved him? I don't know.
That's coaching. Now you hit it right on the head, and you know what you're looking at. Dante Fowler should have stepped out at least 2x1 to give us some more leverage. He was too tight inside. So even if you get a motioning receiver or a motioning H-back, a motioning fullback, a motioning tight end, whatever it is, you're going to reach him and hook him right now. And Saquon Barkley is too good that if someone gets hooked at the point of attack, then he's not going to get to the second level. And that's what he did. And Bobby Wagner was almost in the opposite B gap. He wasn't even on the strong side of the ball.
Well, Vic, before you get too in the weeds about coaching, I think that they know what they're missing, and that's part of the reason they brought in Kinlaw. We'll see if it works, but I think the thought is Kinlaw, they're going to move him on the outside sometimes, maybe where Dante Fowler was, and maybe he doesn't get to the quarterback as much, but maybe he forces Saquon Barkley, instead of getting outside and getting into the open space, he forces them back to the middle. I don't know.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But I know I'm talking long. It's probably the longest call I had in a while, y'all. So
it's all good. Thank you, Vic.
Appreciate you listening.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I think that we all have probably good red flags. Age is something that's going to be potentially an issue. If you start seeing a bunch of injuries, people are going to go, see, we told you so. But
yeah,
a lot of times guys get injured when they're young, too.
Yeah, of course. But I just don't think they're going to have the luck that they had last year in terms of keeping guys off the injured list.
And then even though
I
say pass rush, the reality is last year they were just outside the top 10 in sacks.
Yeah, and that's without a premier special. A decent sack number.
And Cakes, they drafted a running back. And it was the seventh round, but they drafted a running back.
They like him, even though I think he only appeared in one game last year.
Yes. So we'll see how it plays out. Coming up next, LeBron James signed a huge deal. However, some people think he may actually be traded. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.